on Good and Erev Shabbos. Parshas Vayetze. And really it was a busy week. It's a very busy week for us. And perhaps I can find chizuk in this week's parsha, in what was going on this week, that we can take chizuk from. Everyone who's in this audience is well aware that this week we were a little bit on the defensive. It was a hard week, rallying up signatures to support a project, and Baruch Hashem, we're up to 800 signatures as of Ma'ariv time, 799, I think, to be exact. And it really was a tremendous chizuk. Maybe I can take a moment to respond to a question that somebody asked me this week. Somebody asked me, he doesn't understand if the shul is such a precious thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so much chesed, so much tefillah, so much Torah. So why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it so difficult? So this could be answered many, many, many ways. Everyone knows the famous saying that good things don't come easy. What's the depth behind this? So you have to understand, if we look at the Torah, this week is the first time a Yid goes into Golos. Yaakov is going into Golos. He's going into exile. And we need to take a moment to reflect. What was going on? He left his parents' house. It says, Vayifka b'amokim. He got to a place and he just couldn't continue walking. There were these stones that were there. And these stones blocked him from walking and going. So it says, Vayivka b'amokim, because I'll tell us he couldn't walk. Understand, this is after leaving his father's house. He's running away from his brother. Esau was ready to kill him. And now he's running for his life. And what happens? He comes and the sun goes down and he's stuck. Everything, his world goes black. It's pitch black outside. You need to understand what that means. Right there in that darkness, what grows from that darkness? He has to go to sleep because it's pitch black. It's right then that the ladder appears to him in the dream, with the massive ladder going up to Shemayim. What's the message? The message is in the darkness, in the choshech, is where the ladders appear, is where the growth comes. And his story goes on in the rest of the parasha. What happens next? He comes, the whole Lavan story. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps on showing him something. That there's a stone and there's an obstacle. And you will find when that stone is there and it gets removed, that's when the bracha comes. And he continues on. The Torah tells us such a long explanation. So many psukim that are just all about he's at the well and the shepherds are there. I mean, why is it such an important story? I want you to listen to a lesson. There's a be'er. The be'er symbolizes a well. A well is eternal. It's an endless source of water. Its water represents parnasa, Yeshua, success. And the Torah is telling us that the people there said, we cannot access this. There's a big stone on top. But when we get together and we remove that stone, we all have water. But that stone has to get removed first. The water doesn't come easy. But there's such a tremendous lesson here. What they tell Yaakov is, if everybody comes in their own moment, and everybody does what they want, and he comes at 2 o'clock, he comes to you at 4 o'clock, there's no way the stone's ever getting removed. But if everybody comes together, and we decide we're going to remove that stone, jointly, when that gets removed, we're all zeichet to water. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made stones. Stones unite us. Stones bring us together. Nothing has brought our community together that I could remember than the stone we encountered this week. We hit a big stone. We're told, people signed, we got to get together. There were hundreds and hundreds of Yidden in Brighton. I didn't even know them, that signed and supported. Don't know their affiliations. It's irrelevant. They're Yidden. And it bothered them that Yidden are being stopped and Yidden are being hated. So many emails from Brookline and Newton from people expressing they wish they could sign. They were in pain that they couldn't sign. It wasn't that they couldn't, but we're talking to Boston legislators, so it wouldn't help us. We don't want to water it down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends stones, so we reunite. So we unite, I should say, and we remove it. We have to recognize these are not punishments, these are gifts. Because what happens is when you take a lot of individual things that are problematic, but you joint effort together, it becomes awesome. You see this lesson through the parasha. And we'll think about for a moment, Yaakov Avinu. There's 12 stones that want him to put his head on them. And they start fighting back and forth, these stones. What happens to that stone? They decide, let's stop fighting and let's put ourselves together and create a beautiful place for the tzaddik. Do you know what their reward was? They became one big stone. And what happened with that big stone? Yaakov Avinu made it a matzeva. He said, Ein zekim beis elikim. He made it a matzeva. He made it a stone. What happened? And it became called beis elikim. Because kliches got together, a matzeva was built. And the Torah tells us, Ulam shemir luz. It used to be called luz. Why is that important what it was called? It's coming to tell you it was called one thing. But when it got together, it got united, it became something. It became a Makam HaMikdash. It became Beis HaLikim. It became Beis Kehil. We have to recognize what happened was Kaikas get together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Yaakov Avinu, you were upset when the sun went down. You thought I tripped you. You thought it was dark. Right then was when you saw the dream of the ladder go up. The message is when it's going to be dark, that is where there's going to be a ladder. That's where there's going to be light. Because Baruch Hu sent us and we should grow together. So many people went ahead and made tremendous effort to unite it, to get together, to reach out, to work together. This created a success. We are today a much more, much, much stronger shul and a much stronger community than we were a week ago. Because of this, call it bad thing, because of this stone. This was not a stone. This was an opportunity. This was a stone that became Beis Kehil. This is the stone that's going to become a Beis Elikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to see, what are you willing to do for the shul? I'll close with a very interesting story. There's a story playing on the words in this week's parasha. There was a Reb Meir in Perish Lam, one of the great Hasidic masters, walks into a shul. And the Rav looks at him and says, I want you to know that the shul is, no one cares. The shul is neglected. It's a shul where no one cares. It's falling apart. He says, really? He says, yeah, come in, you'll see. He walks in, all the community people are, and he sees it's decrepit, it's collapsing. And he quotes the pasuk in this week's parasha, Manoira hamakai mazeh, how awesome this place is. And everyone's like, wow. Ein zeh ki im beis elikim, this is Hashem's place, only Hashem's place. Now that's a beautiful pasuk for Yaakov Avinu says. And everyone's like, wow. He says, no, you misunderstood me. How scary is this place? I'm petrified. Ain said this is not key in Beis Elkim, only Hashem's house. Looks like no one else cares about it. No one else looks at it as their house. Everyone looks at it as Hashem's house, and it's not theirs. He says that's not how you look at a shul. Everyone else looks at it as their shul. And this week, it's everyone showed that it's ours, and that was a success. It was that achdus that brought it together, that brought out people from the woodworks, Yidden that I don't know when the last time they signed on something Jewish, or the last time they associated even at the part of Klal Yisrael. I don't know when that was, but because we united. We were those many stones that became one, that became Matzeva. That's going to mention be the Makam HaMikdash, the Makam Kaddish right here. Until Zaycha to go to Yerushalayim, where hopefully we'll get to Yerushalayim and build it there. And we're the ones that gather together and move the stone, the obstacle that Kosh Baruch Hu gave us. We passed our test. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zaycha now to the Be'er Mayim Chaim, to the flowing and delicious water, which represents the Torah, the Tefillah, and the Chesed that's going to happen with this Kehillah Meretz Hashem. So I thank you all. We should be Zaycha to continue to have a Siyata Deshmaya. And it should be ours, not Ein Zeh Ki in Beis Elkim, not only it's Hashem's. No, it's our house. It's ours. We care. I'm going to continue caring about it. And we should, that's chos, we'll be zeichet to the real Beis Elkim, the real Makam HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. Everyone again, thank you and have a wonderful Shabbos.